Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 2 Samuel chapter 8. We're going to listen in to Faith Comes by Hearing's rendition of 2 Samuel 8, which is only 18 verses.
2 Samuel 8. After this, David defeated the Philistines and subdued them. And David took Metheg-Ammah out of the hand of the Philistines. And he defeated Moab, and he measured them with a line, making them lie down on the ground. Two lines he measured to be put to death, and one full line to be spared. And the Moabites became servants to David and brought tribute. David also defeated Hadad-Ezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah, as he went to restore his power at the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,700 horsemen and 20,000 foot soldiers. And David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left enough for 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadad-Ezer, king of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 men of the Syrians. Then David put garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought tribute. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were carried by the servants of Hadad-Ezer and brought them to Jerusalem. And from Beta and from Berothai, cities of Hadad-Ezer, King David took very much bronze. When Toi, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated the whole army of Hadad-Ezer, Toi sent his son Joram to King David to ask about his health and to bless him because he had fought against Hadad-Ezer and defeated him, for Hadad-Ezer had often been at war with Toi. And Joram brought with him articles of silver, of gold, and of bronze. These also King David dedicated to the Lord, together with the silver and gold that he dedicated from all the nations he subdued, from Edom, Moab, the Ammonites, the Philistines, Amalek, and from the spoil of Hadad-Ezer, the son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And David made a name for himself when he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Then he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom he put garrisons, and all the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and David administered justice and equity to all his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the army, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder. And Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were priests. And Seraiah was secretary. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites. And David's sons were priests.
My journal entry in 1983 was one of those great one-liners. David defeats enemies, and the Lord helped David wherever he went. Remember in the last chapter, David wanted to build God a house, a temple, and God said no. You know, I believe we each have a purpose, a reason that God gives us life to sojourn on this earth. And David's purpose was not to build a temple for God. It was to establish the kingdom of Israel, to be the king the people had asked for, that they wanted, and to show by God's design that an earthly king could work under God's authority and blessing. Part of David's purpose was to defeat the enemies of Israel and secure the land. That was a charge actually given to Joshua long ago, but never fulfilled by the tribes of Israel. So after God said no to David about building a temple, David gets back to work, gets back to his purpose, and defeats the enemies and the occupants of the promised land. He defeats the Philistines, that's verse 1, Moab, verse 2, the Syrians in verse 6, Edom and the Amorites in verses 11 and 12. And the Lord was with David as David focused on his purpose. Verse 6 says, the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went. And verse 15 says, and David administered justice and equity to all his people. I think the lesson for me in this chapter is to, one, understand my purpose. What did God put me on the earth for? And then to stay with that purpose. You see, as David wanted to stray from that purpose, then God said, no, no, that's not what I have for you to do. I have this for you to do. So it's important for us to understand our purpose and then to stay with it. And as we do that, God is with us and he blesses us in whatever we do and wherever we go. So what is your purpose? What has God placed you here on earth to do? Do you even believe that, first of all, that God created you in your mother's womb for a specific thing to do here on earth? I believe that. Now, I don't know that everybody does, but I certainly do. And I tried to discover that purpose in my own life and then try as best I can with the Lord to fulfill that purpose. And by looking at David's example, you know, he wasn't a priest, he wasn't a pastor, he wasn't in full-time ministry. He had a job to do, and so do you. David was a king. David was also a brilliant warrior. And also David administered justice and equity to his people. So what do you do every day? Do you get up? Do you go to work? Do you slug it out? But do you have in mind that God has a purpose for your life? And can you exemplify godly characteristics in whatever God has called you to do? Like David, to be victorious, to do what he's called to do, to defeat his enemies, and to be fair and just to other people. I encourage you today to think a little bit about this. What is your purpose? What has God placed you here for? Spend some time on it. It doesn't necessarily come easy to understand that, but seek the Lord and ask him and watch him guide and direct your thoughts. And then go after it like David did, to be successful, knowing that the Lord is with you because he put that purpose in your heart anyway. Psalm 37, a couple of verses, some of my favorites. Say, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Father, we're thankful that you formed each one of us in our mother's womb, and you did so with a purpose in mind. You have something for us to do. Lord, help us discover our purpose, what you have in mind for us to do, and then do it with all our might, knowing that just like with David, you are with him, you will be with us. You can give us victory in all the things that we do if it's aligned with your will for our lives. And you'll get all the glory and the praise. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.